Welcome to the Big Yellow School Bus. And here's your host, Jack Cobb with Maury County Public Schools.
Welcome to the Big Yellow School Bus, Maury County Public Schools talk radio show and podcast on 101.7 FM WKOM. We are going to have a great show today. I have with me in the studio Mr. Garth Pinkston. Garth is the transportation director for Maury County Public Schools and a bus driver and a car collector and a whole bunch of things. We're going to learn a little bit about Garth because I'm excited to share with our listening audience that Garth has decided to retire at the end of the month. So this will be his last Maury County Public Schools visit on the Big Yellow School Bus. And of course, Garth, you can always come back. Welcome, Garth.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. No stranger to the Big Yellow School Bus. And you had called me and said something that was very important, and we'll get into that. About right now is the best time to be thinking about hiring for bus drivers for the next school year.
Absolutely. We only have a couple weeks left that can be hired for this school year. So really we're looking for drivers that will get trained and be ready to drive during the 24-25 school year.
All right.
Can get started there that last week of July.
We're going to get into a lot more detail about that. Let me introduce my other guest so he knows we know we have him on the show. You can interject anytime you'd like. I have with us Mr. Jonathan Berry. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, Jack. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show again. We're going to talk to you a little bit about safety and transportation as the show progresses, all right?
I guess so. I think it's got a pretty important announcement coming up
here. Yes, we do.
Later,
Garth,
on the show. Thank you.
Like to delve into a little bit of... Who is Garth Pinkston? You've been with Maury County Public Schools for how long now?
I've been with Maury County Public Schools since 1992, so about 32 years. So it's been an exciting time for me. A lot of changes, and started out at Spring Hill Middle School when it was at the high school building. Moved over to Cox Middle School. From there,
what did you do when you first hired in?
I was a teacher, a science teacher for middle school.
Oh, you had the big lab experiments and all that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know how big. We kind of kept it down low on that so
all
we didn't
right.
blow anything up. But coached football, basketball, baseball, and at Cox I coached track. So been kind of around the horn on the coaching end of it as well.
But yeah, if I remember right, in a conversation I had with you when I first met you, you used to run a lot.
I did, but that was about 100 pounds ago.
About 100 pounds ago.
Yes,
that's not bad.
Yes. I ran track in college. I was All-American in 76. That's been a while ago, and I'm twice a man now that I was then.
So I like how you put that.
But, yeah, that's ancient history there. But anyway, I spent 6 years at Cox, and I was an assistant principal there, and then I moved to Central High School. And from there, I went back to teaching at Hampshire, moved back to Cox as a robotics teacher, and then retired for 6 months. And then they asked me to come aboard as a bus trainer. And then when Mr. Perriman moved up to assistant superintendent of operations, he asked me to apply, and I got the job as his replacement.
So you've been in transportation for many years?
Well, 5 years.
5 years
so,
now?
Yeah, yeah.
And what is your favorite thing about the Maury County Public Schools Transportation Department?
Ooh. That's,
there's got to be many, but I mean, what is the one that
stands
out? Well,
I think the relationships that you build with not only the drivers but and the attendants, but also with the students. I drive every day now since COVID. Lost 29 people that first year. We're trying to build back from that. So my office staff is having to drive every day to sub in. And I think building that relationship with the kids, and I've been on enough buses now that when I get back on that bus, they say, oh, you know, Mr. Pinkston, they kind of recognize me then.
Yeah, I look at my grandchildren, and my kids didn't ride the bus. We actually had walking or driving with car, and my grandkids ride the bus, and one of the things my granddaughter says is how much she loves her bus driver, and she was distraught just recently when she learned that her bus driver was retiring also.
Yes.
And she was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, Papa. I just love her. She's the best thing ever. I get to see her every morning. I get to see her every afternoon. And so she really loves the person that delivers her to school back and forth every day.
That's what we try to emphasize with the drivers. You're the first ones to see them in the morning, the last ones to see them off. If there's something going on in their lives, you can really tell. And that's another thing I say, to have the behavior that you want on your bus, build a relationship with those kids, get to know them, they get to know you, and have your expectations, you know, at a very good level.
Yeah, a friend of mine from Leadership Murray 2020, best class ever, I have to say that, he drove bus for Murray County Public Schools, Mr. Massey, and for quite a while. And that's one of the things he told me. He says, you know what I love the most is the kids. He says, you know, the bus is going to go down the road, it's going to deal with traffic and everything, and you get them there safely and everything. But he says every morning, the bright smiles, and every afternoon, the see you tomorrow. Well, no, today's Friday. I won't see you until Monday. They're like, oh, man. You know, that's the kind of relationship you can build as a bus driver, especially if you're doing the same route every day.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what's tough with my position. I change buses sometimes from night to morning. Rarely do I go several days in a row with the same bus. But you get to see a variety of kids that way. You don't get bored with the job, that's for sure.
Right. Okay, that relationship part is really cool. I love that you said that. What is the thing you're going to miss the most? Working for so many years at Murray County Public Schools and being in transportation as the director of transportation the last 5 years, what will you miss the most?
I think, again, the people and the relationships that have been built, the office staff very close with, and we've gone through some tough times together over the last 5 years, and, you know, I'm going to miss that. I won't miss getting up at 4 in the morning. I won't miss my phone constantly ringing. Those things I won't miss, but I think the relationship with the people is the biggest thing. And again, the students. That's what I'm going to miss the most.
Yeah, I think I can echo that. And this is my second career. My first career, when I walked away, the thing that I felt empty most of all was the colleagues and friends I had made in my previous job. So I can get that too. So, Garth, tell me a little bit, where are you at on transportation as far as bus drivers? Do you have enough right now? Are you?
We do not. We still have 5 open routes that we need to fill drivers.
Okay.
And then beyond that, we have substitute drivers that we need to fill in when somebody is out. Mm-hmm. And we had actually 10 substitutes when I first took the job. We had 199 people. Right now, we have 185. So we're building back up, but we still got, I'd like to get about 10 more people on board, and that would make it a little more comfortable for us.
All right, so if we're doing an advertisement right now on the radio, and I'm sure we can probably make some arrangement here to do that as more frequently than just the radio show that we're recording today, but what is the benefits that a bus driver gets, because we've talked about it before, like hours, pay, insurances, and stuff like that.
Right now, we've got a step scale. So not only do we have a scale where as they gain experience, they jump up in benefits and as far as hourly wages. We start out now at $18.50 and move up from there. They're guaranteed 3% a year. Even between the steps. So not too bad. It's 4 hours a day. They can get extra work as far as a midday run, field trips, after school sports, weekend competitions like band and so forth. So they can work as much as they want to.
Right.
And also in June, we've got coming up summer school. So the month of June, drivers can work there as well.
Is that like a month long for 4 days a week?
It's a month long, 4 days a week, total of 16 days. And the state pays for that. So it's a pretty good deal.
Right.
And then they can get the month of July off. They get life insurance. They get full health insurance.
You work 4 hours.
4 hours,
and you get full...
Full health insurance, like
health
a full-time
insurance.
Person. Absolutely.
Wow, that's pretty impressive right there.
Yeah. Now, we have a lot of retirees that don't need the health insurance, but we do have a lot of people that do, and that's a draw for us. And they claim that's worth about $5 an hour added on to their salary.
Oh, yeah, at least. Yeah.
So,
and that's $5 an hour if you're working 40 hours a week.
That's right. That's right.
Know,
so they're only working 20.
20 hours a week, and you're getting full benefits, medical... That's huge.
Right, right.
That's a and great they
do
benefit.
Have, they do have a bonus once they get through their with their bus training of $200 to help pay for their driving back and forth. So that is added to that. So,
oh, that's another really cool benefit that we offer here at Murray County Public Schools. We need drivers. We will train you.
Yes, absolutely. I've got a trainer, and the big thing is I have a third-party tester, which means when you get done with your driver training, she can immediately test you on-site and get that done. You don't have to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles and wait maybe a month or two to get that licensing done.
I just drove by that just yesterday, and I noticed they had a bus out there in the back.
Yes,
so
sure people, do.
Is that where they can take the training? But
yes,
you have that
yes.
on site.
They borrow one of our surplus buses okay. to do that for more than just our county, but out county as well.
Right. But you have that in-house.
Yes.
So once you've completed all the requirements and you're ready to do your testing, you have somebody in-house that can handle that.
Absolutely.
That's very cool. And how long does it take, and is there a cost associated with that, or does the district pick up the cost of the training?
We pick up everything except for the license itself. The license is an 8-year license that you get through the Department of Motor Vehicles, but we pay for everything else, from the background check to the physical to all of that's taken care
so
of.
So all your training is taken care of. You just right. actually have to pay to get your CDL license.
Yeah.
And that's just a standard
because that
fee.
Stays with you. That goes with
right.
you no matter where you go.
Okay. So, and it's an 8-year term. So
yes.
if I was to take all the courses, and a couple of years ago, or not even that long ago, I was hoping to become a Big Yellow School Bus actual driver, not just on the radio. And I haven't given up the idea. I just got busy. When COVID went away, or went, you know, it's not as the forefront anymore, I got way busier in my role, and I was like, okay, how can I keep up now? And so I didn't have time to complete my CDL training and all that kind of stuff, which I really wanted to do because I wanted to be the Big Yellow School Bus radio show and the Big Yellow School Bus driver.
We're still waiting on you.
I know you are. I know you are. I think it would be kind of cool, and I love little kids, so I would have a blast. I would be begging for an elementary school because those are the most adorable students you can get on your bus every day. But it's not something I'm giving up on. It's just something I don't have time for right now.
Right.
Back to the whole needing bus drivers. So if I'm interested, if I'm listening to the show and I'm interested and I'm retired from my full-time career after many, many years, I'm looking at just keeping busy and I'm interested in doing bus driving. How do I go about it? Do I visit the bus garage? Do I call somebody? Do I visit?
You can call the bus garage, but the best thing to do is to apply online at the murrayk12.org website. If you have questions, of course, call the bus garage. We'll answer any questions that you have if you want to do that before you apply. But for me to be able to interview you and to go further, I have to have your application online.
All right. So you go to murrayk12.org. That's MAURYK12.org. Visit the HR and Careers tab, and you'll see the jobs drop down. That's where you can find an ongoing application area for transportation bus drivers, right?
Correct.
And you'll fill that out. And once you do that, now, is there a number I can give that lets people know that, or give numbers so they can call if they have questions?
Yes, that's 931-388-2432.
Need to get one of those jazzy numbers like 2222, like one of the schools has.
Yeah, don't confuse them.
No, it's not 222.
931-388-2432.
All right. Again, folks, that number, if you're listening, and it's hard to do this when you may be driving or not, but it's 931-388-2432 to contact the Murray County Public Schools Transportation Department with any questions you may have about possibly becoming a bus driver.
It'd be great.
A big yellow school bus driver.
We'd be glad to hear from you.
Yeah, and timing right now is perfect.
Absolutely.
Wages starting at $18.50 an hour. And what if I'm an experienced bus driver and I just moved to town?
If you're an experienced bus driver, have your CDL already, we will take previous experience and bump you up the step scale.
So you could make more money if you're
absolutely.
A previous bus driver.
Absolutely.
All right.
We've hired a couple that have had 20-plus years experience, and that moves them up substantially.
Substantially, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Garth, let's say I'm a 18-wheeler driver. I drive for, I don't know, FedEx or somebody around here. and I have my CDL, what type of endorsement would I need to get in order to haul students?
Yeah,
is there a
you've
different
got,
endorsement?
You've got a Class A, and those are valuable to keep. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people get nervous because when they come in and they need to pick up their P and S endorsement, what the transportation department does, they give you a permit for bus driving with a P and S endorsement, and it says Class B, and they go, oh, I lost my A. That's not true. When you go through the training then, get your P&S endorsement and go back in, you make sure that you tell them, now I've got an A license, so I want that on there. And so they'll put the A back on with the P&S endorsement.
Yeah, so basically for all the truck drivers out there that are thinking about, you know, hanging up the over-the-road or local delivery guys, we got a something you can come in and do for, you know, time in between or just to kill time or keep a good health insurance.
Yeah, the health insurance is a big benefit.
Absolutely.
It really is. An A is for tractor trailer.
Yes.
P is for what? People?
Passenger.
Passenger. Mm-hmm. And S would be
school.
For school.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have the P and the S to be able to drive a school bus.
Right.
A is not recommended, but if you have it, you'd probably want to keep
it.
Garth, and it's been a while. Is the Class B, that's like box truck type stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
Like big U-Hauls with air brakes.
Okay. Also, want to make mention that we do a background check because you are dealing with students. You are dealing with children. So they do a background check, and also they look at accidents in the past or any
driving record.
Tickets, driving records. So make sure that that's fairly clean.
Right. All this sounds fantastic. I think there's a lot of opportunity. We're continuing to grow in Maury County, so we're going to be adding more buses. We're opening another high school. Battle Creek High School will be opening in the 24-25 school year. So you've got a whole another new route of buses going to be delivering students. It starts out ramping up at 9th and 10th grade, and then each year we add a grade until it's full capacity, all four grades. So there's a lot of opportunity out there, folks, to apply now to become a bus driver for the 24-25 school year. And go ahead, Garth.
And we have open routes in each area of the county. So if you are living in Spring Hill, where we're going to really need drivers, we'll try to put you in a bus that will park up there at one of the schools. Or if it's Mount Pleasant, we can park. We've got buses there that we can park you there, so you won't have as far to travel to our bus garage off of Industrial Park.
Okay, that's good to know. So you can try to find a bus route that's closer to where you currently live within the county.
Correct.
Which, whether Mount Pleasant, Spring Hill, Columbia, Hampshire, Santa Fe, Culioca, some of our major school areas right now. So folks, go to MurrayK12.org, find the HR and Careers tab, search for bus driver, put in your application today. It's something you're going to love doing because you're going to be working firsthand with the children and the kids, and it's very gratifying, and you're going to be getting great benefits. Start out pay is pretty darn good at $18.50, and if you have experience, you can get higher rate. Apply today. I mean, it's something I think that everybody could love doing.
And it's a great staff to work with. They have a good time. They come in early and fellowship there in the lounge area, and they just have a lot of fun together.
Yeah, you threw a nice luncheon not too long ago with your entire bus crew, and there was so much good food there. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, they're pretty good cooks.
Yeah, there's a lot of good cooks that work in the transportation department. Trust me, folks. I've been to their luncheons. It's amazing. Garth, you run a great crew. We're really going to miss you, and we're really excited for you on your next chapter to be retired.
Well, thank you. It's the crew, though. It's not necessarily me. I'm just maybe the glue that helps to pull it all together. But I've got six ladies in your office that do a fantastic job, and couldn't do it without them.
What are those ladies' names? Because the people that have students in the schools, they get these remind messages from them daily, and there's one that's really stands out, and it's Miss Christy?
Yeah, Christy Rochester is our chief person, chief dispatcher. We have Dina Wyrick that works on our payroll, and we have Lynn Spears that does our insurances, and She does a whole bunch of stuff. She does field trips and so forth. We have Marilyn Quirk that does our special ed, and she does our videotapes. And we have Shelby Quirk that does our bus training. So
what a great crew. I know all those names.
And one last one we just added is Delaney Haywood. She is our new router.
Yes, welcome Delaney Haywood to Maury County Public Schools as the router for Maury County Public Schools Transportation Department. Hey, listen, we got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes after a word from the sponsors with Jonathan Berry, Garth Pinkston, myself, and in the studio helping us out, Clayton Harris, who has lost his voice, possibly. All right, we'll be right back.
Don't go away. Big Yellow School Bus with your host, Jack Cobb, with Maury County Public Schools will be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
What's your favorite radio station?
101.7 WKOM.
You're listening to your local radio.
One of our goals at Caledonian is to impact our clients and friends in a positive manner. Whether it's a friendly voice, a smile, and a wave as you walk past our office, or supporting our community, the Caledonian team is actively involved. Through our memberships in Kiwanis, Rotary, Murray Alliance Circle of Excellence, volunteering in Boy Scouts and 4-H, serving on a variety of boards, and more, we stay connected to Murray County. This is Perry Bowman with Caledonian Financial in historic downtown Columbia.
Securities and Investment Advisory Services offered through NBC Securities Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hello, WKOM and WKRM listeners. My name is Michael Parks Lawrence at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC in Columbia, Tennessee. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my grandfather Robert Parks and my great-grandfather Julian Mays in 1958, over 60 years ago. Being family-owned and operated, we invest in our community. You'll see our support everywhere you go: schools, sports, band, and even charities. We invest in our community because we live here and we love this community. Come see me and my cousin Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC right off Nashville Highway, or visit us at parksmotorsales.com.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the Garbage Man. Over 10 years ago, the Garbage Man Incorporated teamed up with former County Commissioner Mr. Glenn Hassey and Keep Murray County Beautiful to provide garbage service for the 8 boat ramps. The county brought in signs and posts, and we provided the carts and weekly service. The Garbage Man Incorporated is proud to be a part of furnishing a much-needed service to the boaters of Murray County. We live in Murray County, too, and are proud to be good corporate citizens. We encourage you to use and enjoy this convenience and keep the Duck River beautiful.
Do you suffer from knee pain? Is it painful to walk or perform your day-to-day activities? If so, we have great news at the Dr. Gill Center. We can relieve your knee pain fast and easy with no downtime and no surgery. The FDA has approved a new non-surgical treatment for knee pain, and it's covered by most major insurance, including Medicare. This treatment has helped millions of people across the nation. Call today to see if you qualify for a free consultation and get back to a pain-free life. 615-551-9224.
The Mules are back in town. For nearly 50 years, Mule Day funds have supported local schools, civic organizations, and improvements at the Murray County Park. Now Mule Day is working to positively impact the lives of young people in Murray County with the Mule Day Works Scholarship. Encourage young people to apply online at muleday.com/works or check it out to see how you can help support career and technical education in Murray County. Support Mule Day Works by attending Mule Day April 4th through the 7th. Visit muleday.com/works. That's muleday.com/works.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Big Yellow School Bus with your host, Jack Cobb with Murray County Public Schools.
Welcome back to the Big Yellow School Bus, Murray County Public Schools talk radio show and podcast on 101.7 FM WKOM. I'm here today with Mr. Garth Pinkston, soon to be retired Mr. Garth Pinkston from our transportation department, talking about all things transportation. And I'm also got in the studio with me Mr. Jonathan Berry, the Safe Schools Coordinator for Murray County Public Schools. But we have a great announcement to share with you. Garth, your last day is going to be the 28th?
Officially April 15th.
Okay, but your last day actually in the office is probably towards the end of March?
Yeah, somewhere.
Because you got
there.
A little bit of vacation days build up.
That's
something.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
All right. So you'll be leaving soon.
I don't want the staff to get all excited.
Well, this does air this Saturday on a Saturday morning, so they could be listening. But I'm excited to share with our listening audience that your replacement is going to be none other than Mr. Jonathan Berry, who will be taking over transportation and safety. Jonathan, could you tell us a little bit about how that's going to happen and what you're going to be doing moving forward?
Well, yeah, I can, Jay. What we'll be doing moving forward from this day, I'll be slowly coming into the role of what's going to be called the Director of Safety and Transportation. I will still have safety under my belt. We have a position open now for what used to be called Safe Schools Coordinator. It's now School Safety Coordinator.
Okay.
That we will bring on and take some of the safety load
off
me. Is
that position currently up for grabs and people can apply for it?
You can apply for it on our website.
All right, very good. MaryK12.org. And what's the position name?
School Safety Coordinator.
School Safety Coordinator.
That position is currently open. I will still handle things in the realm of law enforcement through the safety aspect of it. I'll handle the grant writing if there is a grant. You know, Governor Lee gave us a grant last year. It's called the Public Security Grant. And with that $526,000, we began the completion of ballistic film on all our schools. We had the fronts done. Now we've done every lower level window. We've done a security walkway at Central, several different things that the public camera servers, systems across the district the public may not know about or may not see, but they're there.
Makes our schools way more safe.
I'll still handle that aspect of it. Where we're this position that'll be under me, we're getting so big as a system that we have things that we have to get done that we have to make sure that we're on top of, and that's in the realm of OSHA situations. Slip, trip, and fall. We have a lot of individuals that fall each year. This person will handle that. Insurance claims that come our way from injured employees. They'll assist with work comp. They'll also delve into the drill aspect of it. Part of my position now as Safe Schools Coordinator is I make sure that our system and each school completes their drills, their safety drills. There's a prescribed amount of drills that come from the state that they have to complete each year. This person will kind of have his or her thumb on that situation.
Okay.
In other words, they're going to go, and I'm the principal, this is going to be the first time they're hearing it. They're going to go to the school, and they're going to say, hey, guess what? We're doing a fire drill today. Now, they're not going to go in the middle of a tornado that'd be great for a tornado drill. They're not going to go in the middle of a rainstorm, and it's 2 degrees outside, and hey, we're going to do a fire drill. I'm not going to do that.
But in reality, that could happen.
We're going to try. Yeah. We're going to test our people. That's our goal. Is to not catch our people off guard or try to get them in trouble. That's not part of it. And what I mean by test is that we're going to go out there and say, hey, we're going to do a fire drill. You know, I'm prepared. You know, maybe the middle of lunch. Let's see what we can do. We're going to do a active shooter drill. We're going to do an intruder drill. All those things. And they're going to help document those drills in the system. And that'll take some load off me to where I can, you know, dedicate more time to the transportation department, which I'm going to have to jump into that before we get Garth over to Shady Pines before he leaves.
Thank you.
And start
Garth ain't going to Shady Pines. No. Garth's going to be firing up
Garth's
that Chevelle.
Garth's going to the beach.
Yeah, yeah. The beach.
Let me throw this in there, too, while we're talking about safety and all that. We just got a order a bid done on over $200,000 worth of camera equipment. Excuse me. So we're going to upgrade our buses. That all buses will have the same camera now, multiple cameras, probably 6 cameras to a bus, so that we can see, you know, exactly what goes on. We've had a failure in the past of working cameras. Some of them are literally 13 years old.
Okay.
And they get dim and we can't see what has happened on the bus. So that's another aspect that we'll got those cameras in, I think, today.
Okay,
and so
good.
They're going to start putting those in the buses.
Yeah, I'm glad Garth hit on that. State law, and I can't quote the TCA, but state law allows for us to gives the parents a right to see the video of what happens on a bus. And we have a procedure set in place when a parent wants to see a video. We have them come into the central office and show it, or in different situations, we can allow them to view it at school. We don't allow them to have a copy, but we allow them to view the video.
Right. So if their son or daughter has been accused of doing something.
Exactly, yeah. from anything on there. If they come down to central office, I don't provide narration for it. I just show the video because a lot of times I don't know the situation. Same thing goes for cameras in the building as well. But yes, we had had some issues with different systems, and that comes with working for a state agency and a county agency where we want to be mindful of taxpayers' money, and we want to make sure we're doing things right. So a lot of times we have to go with the lowest bidder. But sometimes you go with the lowest bidder, you get lower bidder quality products.
Yeah.
And we were fortunate enough this time to be able to secure the funds to get all of our systems on the same system to where it's user-friendly across the board. It's user-friendly for Ms. Quirk or whoever is downloading the video at the thing. It's going to be user-friendly for our principals and our SROs to view this video and investigate a crime that happens on the bus, investigate just anything, anything from little Johnny put bubblegum under the seat to, we've had a fight on the bus. And these cameras are state-of-the-art. We can see, like Garth said, 4 and 5 angles, we have forward-facing and all those things. And even sometimes, people ask to see our bus video if they've also been involved in crashes or whatever, they can come and investigate there. So that is a great tool that we have in our system. I always say the big guy in the sky doesn't lie. The big guy is there to protect you and make
it is a protection. It really is. And it's a great thing that we're able to do nowadays with technology to be able to, think about it, a bus like that with all those windows, you'd think it'd be hard to see, but these cameras are high definition, so you can get a good view. So it's a great thing. And pairing,
Yeah, it helps with discipline issues too. We ask a lot of a school bus is an extension of the classroom.
Yep.
So whatever rules are going on inside the school, extend to that classroom until that child breaks the threshold of their house, or when they get on the bus, they're at school. So it can help with discipline issues. Our admin can look on that. We ask a lot of a driver to, Garth, what is a bus, 50 foot long most thing?
Yes.
Drive a 50 foot tube with 400 horsepower and 90 kids on board. Yeah, that's a big responsibility. So if we have children misbehaving, which all children sometimes they do,
no,
never. Right,
my grandchildren are angels. What are you talking about?
All right, the bus driver can the bus driver can advise the administration. Right. The administration pull the film, take a look at it, and try to do some corrective action with discipline on the bus.
I'll joke and say, this is a great idea to have this kind of technology available on our buses nowadays. And I think having safety and transportation paired together is a great idea for Maury County Public Schools, because one of the key factors in transportation is getting the kids to and from their home to school and back home safely every day.
It's an important piece of the educational experience for sure. And if you can't get them to school, and then they're not going to learn. We have to get them there safely. Yeah. We have to get them home safely.
Garth, how many buses are we currently operating?
We have 127 buses. We have a total of 152, so we have surplus buses that are used when a bus needs repair or field trips or sporting events. We have to have extra buses. So, 127 routes. We really need about 130 right now, needing more buses up in the Spring Hill area. We've tried to take a load off of some of the buses there, but we're really 3 to a seat on some of the buses, and we understand that. And our new router is going to try to work on that to get things more balanced out this coming year.
Some interesting stats that we've had on the show before. Did you want to add something to that, Jonathan?
I did want to add something to that, but you could talk about the stat. I think you're going to delve into the amount of miles that we travel.
I
could come off of that after you talk about that.
So one of the things we've talked about on the show previously was approximately how many miles per day do our buses travel?
Well, we just did a thing on that. I did not do the total, but in the past we've been saying over 1,100 miles per day. But we may be over that now. I haven't gotten all the drivers' mileages in yet, but we're trying to see what the daily mileage is per bus.
That's mind-boggling to think, 1,100 miles per day.
Yeah, we
drive to my grandparents' home and back in the time and the amount of miles you drive per day. So
yeah, you can drive to the beach back and halfway back to Birmingham.
Yeah,
and I'll add to that too. We're fortunate in Murray County, and this started way back in the days of old Bobby Anderson, all the way up now to Garth, that we have a wonderful fleet of buses. We have, you know, and that's something to be proud of as a county, that we have that. We're fortunate the county commissioners and school board allow us that. We have nice and newer, and it's not, I mean, we don't use the word Taj Mahal or anything. It's not like they're souped up or anything.
Right.
They're just nice, new, and reliable buses. And with that, we talk about the miles that we put on the buses. You have to remember that as Murray County, we are growing. You know, we're becoming a little, you know, similar to Franklin. We are a suburb of Nashville, obviously. Mm-hmm. We still have rural areas. Calioka, Santa Fe, and Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And out there, those buses can rack up some miles real quick. And what we try to do to combat that, and the reason Mr. Pearman asked Garth about the mileage is once we notice those buses that are out there in the Cully area, Hampshire area, that are, and we put newer buses out there for this very reason, when they start, you know, racking up a little bit of mileage on them,
we'll transition
those buses into the city to where they're circling around here, and then they progress out of the system. But you know, if you know, we're not in the shout out portion, but I love to give a shout out to our funding bodies in this county,
absolutely,
for those buses.
I'd like to as well, because this coming year they've allowed us to add 20 new buses.
Wow.
For the 24-25 school year, and they'll be coming in fall and winter. And that's a tremendous help. When our buses are inspected by the state troopers, they say our fleet is the best in the mid-state area, because we keep the buses up. We keep them up to date. When they hit that 15-year mark, we rotate them out. And so we do appreciate the county commissioners and the school board for the foresight to keep our kids safe.
Wow, congratulations to your maintenance department and everybody involved for getting that kind of recognition from the state troopers when they do the inspection. That's huge.
Yeah, they don't even get their uniforms dirty.
Yeah.
Just kidding, they do.
So, and the bigger number scheme again, how many, I mean, gallons per day of fuel does it require for you to run the buses, approximately?
Ooh, well, you'd have to figure.
Buses
get about 8.5 miles to the gallon. And so then you'd have to divide the mileage up there, how many gallons.
Oh, don't ask me to do
day.
Math.
So
Clayton, you got your calculator over there?
I don't have any idea on that one. We do.
It's a lot.
And during COVID, when it got up to $5 a gallon for diesel, that really ate our budget up. We were done with our budget by the end of March that year.
Okay. Mm. Wow.
Yeah, the big cost for our buses is obviously, number one cost is fuel. The second cost would be tires and tubes and brakes.
Yeah.
For our city buses, they, you know, they're stopping a lot, so we have to constantly check brake pad wear, and you know, and obviously fluids. You know, diesel can go a little further distance in between oil changes, unlike a car.
Right.
I think, Garth, what do we do, it twice a year?
Yes.
About every 6 months, so that's about appropriate, unless something, you know, comes up and it needs to be changed quicker.
I really like the bus garage. It's a good sized building, and you have. How many maintenance guys that help maintain these 152 buses that you
have? We have five that there's six
okay.
that work with the buses, and then we have one that works with the ambulances and the sheriff's department.
All right, so these guys, these five gentlemen, they maintain all the buses in our district.
Correct.
And do all the oil changes and all that kind of stuff.
And run out to get a bus that's broke down somewhere. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
Yeah, they do, a lot.
If there's some sort of critical maintenance or whatever and the bus is still under warranty, we can send it off.
Right.
I don't know the exact place. I know Dixie Diesel's one of them. I can't remember where else we send them.
Mid-South.
Mid-South bus, Mid-South. Yeah.
Are they, all of our buses the same brand?
Yes, they're all Thomas buses.
Thomas bus, okay.
Garth, can you, speaking of Thomas bus, if we do purchase those buses from Mid-South, can you tell us from the when you started till now the difference in bus price so our listeners know?
Oh, mercy. That's going to be an eye-opener. About $85,000 to $90,000 when it first came, the first group of buses that came in.
And that's for a 90-passenger?
Right, and COVID hit, and then when we ordered buses, it was 18 months before we could get a bus in because of parts that they couldn't get in to build the buses. And from that point to now, they're telling us in 2025 when we order buses, we need to plan on $160,000 per bus. So we're going from $90,000, $95,000 on up to $160,000 per bus now.
And just so the folks know, we get the simplest of the simple bus. I think we do a few upgrades, one being, I think, is it the alternator?
Yes.
We were burning through alternators, and they're very expensive, so we get the upgraded alternator. They get the standard engine. I think it's a Cummins diesel.
Allison transmission.
Yeah, you know, there'd be some one-off sometimes if that's what was ordered in by another system and they can't afford or they don't need it. We'll sometimes gobble that up. But, yeah, for the most part, they're all the same. And, yeah, that's astronomical, the price that the buses have gone.
Yeah, that's went up quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm curious, and I don't think we use them or even looking at it, but I've read on heard on the news and read in the newspapers that some districts have opted to start using electric vehicles, electric buses. Is that something that's going to be
we've looked at that
big in the future or not?
I don't think so. The cost for that is
astronomical. Our county does not qualify for the big grant.
Okay.
We would get some monies, but to put two electric buses in with a three-phase hookup and the hookup base would for two buses, and that includes the buses, would be $750,000.
Okay, so it's...
So I can buy a whole lot of diesel buses for that price.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, maybe down the road it'll get cheaper, but right now it's very costly.
I agree with Garth on that. I understand the importance of, you know, protecting our environment. I don't think it's cost-effective right now. You know, and we run buses, you know, we have a few cold snaps here and there, and we have hard enough time keeping our buses, and we, like I said, we have a newer fleet, don't get me wrong, but we have to plug those things up. And you know, diesel fuel, it don't care if you're a 2024 bus or a 2019 bus, it's going to gel up. So we have hard enough time doing
that. They have engine block heaters, right?
Mm-hmm, every bit
that
so
are required.
I couldn't
to be.
Imagine the drain of keeping an electric bus warm when it's really cold outside.
I just think there's I don't have an electric vehicle and no plans to buy one, but I've heard a lot about mass transportation electric vehicles, like city buses and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I see where that's appropriate. Probably for that, I would venture to say we'd probably try to tackle something of a hybrid in nature that runs diesel and electric that
there
charges itself.
Yeah. I think the hybrid's a really good idea. I'm not sure about all electric though. Folks, we are still in need of bus drivers.
Absolutely.
So visit MurrayK12.org, HR and Careers, find the Careers tab, drop down, search for bus driver, and you will find the way to apply for a bus driver position at Murray County Public Schools. It's 20 hours a week with full benefits, health insurance. Does it have dental or vision?
That can be added, yeah.
All right. And it starts for a non-experienced bus driver at $18.50 an hour. And you can get a higher rate of pay if you have experience or currently have a CDL. We provide the training for the CDL, which is the P and the S endorsement. If you already have an A and you're looking to supplement your income or keep busy, contact us. We'll help you get that P and that S endorsement. All right,
absolutely.
We're going to go to break. We'll be back with Garth Pinkston, Jonathan Berry, and Mr. Clayton Harris here in the studio after a word from our sponsors.
Don't go away. Big Yellow School Bus with your host, Jack Cobb, with Murray County Public Schools will be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Alert, alert! Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has a huge announcement. We're expanding our service center to get you in and out quicker than ever. That's right, 5 new service bays to get your vehicle back on the road. Don't drive a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. It doesn't matter. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes or models. More service, less time. Only at Columbia Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Family owned and operated.
You can count on us.
Hello, this is Rick Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. What is a full-service jeweler? Experienced staff, custom designers, in-house jewelry repairs, and beautiful jewelry. Yes, at Tillis Jewelry, we are passionate, knowledgeable, and committed to integrity. We strive to be the best in our community and in our profession. We build long-term relationships and become part of family traditions that will cross generations. We delight clients by providing an unparalleled selection, superior service, and exceptional value. Tillis Jewelry, we exceed your expectations.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We all live very busy lives. Sometimes we just need a break. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra pair of hands to help out? Let me introduce you to New Dawn Cleaning Service. No job is too big or too small because they do it all, from residential to commercial. They offer standard cleaning, construction cleaning, carpet shampooing, and window cleaning. Whether you are looking for a one-time service or regular schedule cleaning plan, New Dawn is ready to help. With years of experience, you can relax, kick back, and call New Dawn Cleaning Service at 615-977-6901.
This is Big Lou Maddox, and you're listening to the best radio in southern Middle Tennessee, WKOM 101.7 FM, Columbia.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Big Yellow School Bus with your host, Jack Cobb with Maury County Public Schools.
Welcome back to the Big Yellow School Bus, Maury County Public Schools talk radio show and podcast on 101.7 FM, WKOM. We are talking about transportation, safety, buses, and saying farewell to our good friend and colleague, Mr. Garth Pinkston, who's retiring very soon from Maury County Public Schools, start his next chapter in his life, driving around in his fancy Chevelle, and what was the other one?
Z28.
Oh, my God, I love those cars. I'm just going to have to find out where you live, go visit you, and you can take me for a ride. Garth, when we're talking about how it's a good fit between having Jonathan Berry take over transportation and safety, because one of the key things that our listening audience needs to really hone in on and pay attention to is safety.
Absolutely. Buses are 60 times safer than a car, but even then, they do have their challenges with railroad trains, big semis, dump trucks. So they do have their challenges. Another big challenge is people that run the stop arm.
Oh, my gosh. You mean if a bus is loading or unloading and a stop arm is down and people go around the bus?
They got their flashers on, supposed to have their flashers on 100 to 200 feet before to let people know they're stopping. Stop arm comes out and people still blow by that. We try to have all of our kids get off and go to their house on the right-hand side, but sometimes that's not possible. I've got two videos of our kids that literally 3 feet and a car goes by them.
That's scary.
I was driving one day and I had to blow the horn because I saw this vehicle coming, and they stopped because I blew the horn and that car went by them, and that was in Spring Hill. So
people
need to realize that they have got to stop.
It's a law. It's illegal, to pass a bus with a stop arm or a bar out.
They can get up to a $500 fine and prison time for it. And if they ever hit a child, Katie, bar the doors.
I hear you.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad day for them.
Sometimes
to combat that, Jack, if we're having an issue with it and we notice it, we'll contact our local authorities, and we'll have them follow a bus or two. Mm-hmm. And they can pick people off left and right if they're doing that. And we're in a time now where people – are distracted driving and they don't see that come out. And it's just unfortunate, but we have to be aware when the cheese is out. And I would like, as we move forward, we'll do some PSAs before school starts with our local authorities.
Yeah, I try to push that every
year. Be aware of the cheese that they're out there.
Yeah, I try to push that every year that the school buses are coming out, you know, after summer, and tell people to be careful. But folks, do not pass a bus. There could be a little kid coming off this bus at the time you're trying to say, I'm going to be late for work if I don't get around this bus. But you could be possibly taking the life of a student because you were thinking you're going to be late.
You're right, Jack. Think about this, folks. We have children that ride our buses that could be anywhere from... Does pre-K ride our bus?
Some, yes.
So we could have anybody, a child on our bus anywhere from 4 years old all the way to 18, 19, 20 years old, if they're in a special, you know. So be aware, you know, and keep in mind they're children, just like any of your children. They don't pay attention all the time either.
Nope.
And just be cognizant of their them being out there because I've lost students before, and
We don't want to lose any student. We don't want anything to happen. We don't want you to get in trouble. We don't want you to have to deal with that if something tragic happened. So, folks, be careful. Watch out for the big yellow school buses. When that arm comes down, stop. When that stop sign comes out, stop. Like Garth said, they put on their flashers way in advance to let you know that they're getting ready to stop, and that means there could be precious cargo entering or exiting the bus. And precious cargo is our future. It's our children.
Hey, and I'll go to bat for you if your boss is giving you trouble for being late because of a yellow school bus. Hey, call me and I'll write you a sick. I'll write you a note.
There you go.
I'll write you an excuse.
You got a backup here at Murray County Public Schools because we know how important it is that everybody yield to the big yellow school bus. All right? Precious cargo, children getting on and off the buses. We don't want to read about or hear about an accident involving any school bus or any child getting on and off a bus. It's illegal. It's a big fine. Please, please be careful out there. I'm pleading with the entire population listening to us right now. Bus safety. We stress it for the children to be safe while they're on the bus, to sit down and abide by the rules. But we need the drivers that see the big yellow school buses picking up and dropping off children to really be cognizant of the fact that we have students getting in and off.
Yeah, and another thing we talked about during the break, Jack, here too, is not only stopping for the bus, and I'll put this out there. Do, as a parent, even do not enter our buses. It's posted on the steps. Do not enter. Do not trespass. You would be considered trespassing. If you feel like you need to talk to the driver, walk around to the window.
Ah, good point.
Do not. Or better yet, I'd even walk around the window is not necessarily the safest thing if you're on a highway or a road. Call in and we'll figure some out. Do not enter our buses. We've had
so parents are. It is illegal for not illegal, but parents are not allowed to enter.
No,
the buses to assist their children or anything like that. They children get on the bus. They are on the bus. That's their.
Think of it this way, Jack. You have to be buzzed into our schools. So why in the world would we allow you to step onto our bus?
I got it. I got it.
So that's how we view that. And hey, our local authorities, our sheriff's department, will not hesitate to hook you up for violating that.
Well, I really wanted to get into the safety part of it because it's so important that people are in a hurry nowadays. That we've got more and more traffic out there. But there's one thing you really got to think about is the safety of every student getting on and off those buses. Please be careful. Please yield to the buses. Please stop when they are unloading and loading children. It's the right thing to do. Garth, thank you so much for all your years at Murray County Public Schools.
Well, I've enjoyed it. I say farewell to my staff. They've been awesome, especially the bus drivers that show up every day. Rain, snow. Well, not snow, but...
We do get that occasionally.
Rain and cold weather, they come in, and the attendants that help them, and my office staff are going to miss all of them. But I won't be a stranger. I'll pop in every now and then, so
driving a nice Chevelle or Z28.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Hey, uh-huh. I'm going to go ahead and let transition to shout-outs. I think we got a few minutes left here on the show today. So, Garth, I'm going to let you go last. So, Jonathan, what is your shout-out today?
Well, I'm going to give a shout-out, but I think maybe Garth could still come back and be a substitute driver. What do you think?
Ooh, oh, I could. Great idea.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to give a shout out to, you know, as I'm taking over the bus thing, to all our bus drivers. They do a wonderful job. I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to every teacher in this system as we come up on spring break here. The kids are getting restless. It's time for break. It's time for meal day. And also give a shout out to our funding bodies, our county commissioner, school board, as they get ready to tackle this budget season. And I know it's tough with how things are now, but I have full faith in them. They can do what's best for the taxpayers of Murray County, and thank them for what they have done already. And like we mentioned earlier, the bus fleet we have is impeccable. It's a great fleet. And again, just thank them for what they do, look forward to working with them in the future.
Excellent shout out. My shout out is going to be really short because I'm going to give the last shout out on the show to Mr. Garth Pinkston. My shout out is to Lisa Ventura for keeping safety in transportation number one in her book. She is always about safety, and we thank her for that. Garth, take us down. Take the bus to the full stop here.
I'd like to give a shout out to Eric Perriman, who allowed me to take this job, who's been very supportive, who's supported the staff, and he's done an awesome job for me, so I appreciate him.
Garth, been great working with you. We'll miss you, but hopefully we get to see you again as a substitute bus driver at Murray County Public Schools. That's it for this edition of the Big Yellow School Bus. I want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Jonathan, Garth.
And you're welcome.
Thank you. Mr. Clayton Harris, for keeping control of the board for us so we all sound good. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Big Yellow School Bus with your host, Jack Cobb with Murray County Public Schools. Hop on the Big Yellow School Bus Saturdays at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. right here on WKOM 101.7 FM.
The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Making their way down to the line. Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
Heads to the Lone Star State.
And here's Rajah Carruth. He looked three wide inside briefly for the lead.
For a road course clash at Circuit of the Americas.
Looking for the checkered flag and he takes it. Rajah Carruth wins in Las Vegas.
It's the Expel 225.
Saturday, March 23rd at 12 noon on WKOM 101.7 FM.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom with 10 Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Murray County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at 10pin.com. 10 Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
This is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hey, Tennessee. Did you know that in the year 2022, more than 3,800 of your residents have lost their lives due to opioid overdose? Do your part to help lower these numbers by counting your medicine, locking it away, and disposing of it at a local medicine drop box location. You could also stop by your local health department and pick up a free medicine lock box. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
This is Jack Cobb with Murray County Public Schools and the Big Yellow School Bus. You're listening to Front Porch Radio on 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.